Next patient is Thomas Imbrugia. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Imbrugia. I-M-B-U-R-G-I-A. I-M-B-U-R-G-I-A. Imbrugia. I-M-B-U-R-G-I-A. Date of birth is 3-14-46. Date of visit is 5-7-25. Next, make a copy for Dr. Joshua Eisenhut. Eisenhut is E-I-S-E-N-H-U-T. Eisenhut, Joshua, M.D. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, next. Chief complaint is possible pulmonary hypertension. Next, this is present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has a past history of asbestos exposure, was previously diagnosed to have asbestosis, and has had the chest CT done more than a year ago. The patient had a abdominal CT on /26/24, which showed a clustered nodularity in the lower lung bases, suggestive of recurrent bronchiolitis. He has an occasional cough and shortness of breath with exertion, and denies any wheezing, fevers, chills, or night sweats. He was seen by Dr. Elsakar, E-L-S-A-K-R, Elsakar, the cardiologist, and a 2D echocardiogram was done, which showed mild to moderate AS and moderate TR with RVSP 71 millimeter and a dilated right heart. It was suspected to have pulmonary hypertension and further evaluation was suggested. The patient has some leg edema, denies chest pains, denies wheezing or shortness of breath at rest. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for tonsillectomy and a history for cholecystectomy. He also has had the ureteral obstruction with urinary calculi and has had multiple cystoscopies, as well as a TURP for enlarged prostate. Previously, he was diagnosed to have bladder cancer, which was treated more than 10 years ago. He has a history of gout and a history for chronic kidney disease. There's a history for a fractured leg on the left and history for asbestosis diagnosed in 1985. Patient had a cholecystectomy in, not cholecystectomy. The the patient had TURP done. About a year ago. And was diagnosed with myelodysplasia more than a year ago. Next, allergies, none. next habits, the patient smoked one and a half pack per day for 32 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of kidney disease. Mother died of old age. Next, system of youth. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. He has cataracts, no glaucoma, no vertigo. Yes, some hoarseness, no nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath, cough and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. He has black stools and diarrhea. He has arm pain and palpitations. Denies hay fever or asthma. No urinary frequency or flank pains and denies any anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, but has headaches and no memory loss. Next paragraph, med list. Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Xanax 0.5 milligrams as needed. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Disopyrilol 10 milligrams daily. And Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Januvia, 50 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. I'm sorry, clubbing, but there is 1+ peripheral edema. His blood pressure, 132 by 80. Pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 194, saturation 94. HE and anomalous pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Distant breath sounds. Heart sounds are regular, as one of S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly. Extremity is 1+ edema. Reflex of the 1+. There's pigmentation of the skin of the left leg. No cap tenderness. Neurologically, reflex of the 1+ is no focal deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, breath number 1. Asbestosis, and number 2 is possible pulmonary hypertension, number 3 systemic hypertension, number 4 is history of bladder cancer, and number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient will get a CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. It is advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. I advise to come back for follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Thank you. Copy for Joshua Eisenhut, MD. Eisenhut, E-I-S. ENHUT, Eisenhut, MD. Thank you.